Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Hello.
There you are.
Yay.
Yay. Gentlemen, Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. He is the reporter.
Yes, he's our go-to.
I'm sorry about that. Goodness, you guys sound great.
Oh, good. Oh, you sound good, too.
So I've been watching your feed, Scott, and if you want to follow at Scott Budman, he's on Instagram, he's on X, he's on... Are you on TikTok now?
Yeah, we're doing TikTok too.
There you go.
Oh, are we?
But he's bringing you the news through these delivery options besides his, you know, regular gig on the TV. And it's great. I love following him. One of the recent reports, even though I'm looking at the Mercury News right in front of me and right there at the top of the page is more tech layoffs.
Oh, yeah.
But he actually had some good news the other day. And then I jumped out because I was like, I'm going to talk to him this week. I don't want to mess up the story.
Yeah.
So I don't know if after he said it appears hiring has started again. I don't know if he goes, just kidding. I'm not sure. Scott, what do you know about the job reports here in the Bay Area and the tech layoffs?
Actually, so we are seeing a little bit of both. Tech layoffs have increased. We've seen a lot of these big companies say, hey, AI is doing the job. We've got these bots that are so efficient, so we don't need as many people, which is heartbreaking, not just for anyone in the workforce right now, but really for young people getting out of college with like computer science degrees.
Yes.
They're very worried about what's coming up. But overall, we saw some job growth. Healthcare is up. We're seeing the service industry add jobs. So overall, our economy has stayed out of recession because of a combination of companies hiring in several areas and a strong stock market. We're seeing interest rates come down. That has spurred buying, which is good news heading into the shopping season. But a lot of people here in the Bay Area are nervous because specifically in the tech industry, we've seen a lot of layoffs. And even the companies that haven't announced layoffs that are really talking up AI are making people nervous because they're like, hey, are we next? Is our company next? And so the country may be kind of firing pretty well, but I think there's a lot of people nervous in the Bay Area as we head towards the Christmas shopping season. Yeah.
You know, one of the things that's in front of me here that it appears you're prepared to speak on is this OpenAI quote from CEO Sam Altman, where he says, robots will build other robots, data centers will build other data centers, chips will design their next generation.
Oh boy.
That the fear is not unfounded. With quotes like that from the CEO of a guy who runs an AI company, it is alarming, right?
Yeah, and that is absolutely alarming. And he's probably the biggest guy right now in AI. He runs OpenAI. They've got huge investments from Microsoft. They got big deals from everybody, it seems. And they're pulling in all this investment to get bigger and bigger. And usually when a company gets bigger and bigger, people think, they're just going to hire a lot of people. This is going to be a growth story.
Mm-hmm.
But with AI, you never know, because OpenAI has hired people and some of the companies they've done deals with have hired people. But they're also making it possible for so many companies in so many different industries to cut back. And that's why it's worrisome to say, on the one hand, hey, we're going to need all these people to engineer this and program this and set this up. And then to have Sam Altman, of all people, say, you know what's great is these robots are going to build other robots and the chips are going to design other chips. And, yeah, if you're a human, you're just kind of sitting here saying, so where do I fit in? Especially if you're a young human who's coming out with a computer science degree and wondering why you took all those coding classes and programming classes, because it's so much of this is now being done by computer.
Well, you feel like there's an alarm on your own career. Yeah. Like, I've gone into this, I want to do this. It's the same thing that happened when Uber was talking about how, well, we have gig workers now, but those will be self-driving cars soon enough. And it's like, well, then my gig will go, what?
Right.
You're actually announcing my gig is going to go away.
Right. I don't like it.
But you get to work.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess. I mean, I don't have anything else going on right now, so I'll do some airport runs, but
yikes.
You're announcing I'm losing my gig sometime soon. That's pretty scary.
Right. And that's the existential crisis of anyone learning about AI right now is it coming for my job? Yes, it makes it easier to say, hey, you know, ChatGPT, I have these ingredients. What should I do for dinner? And that's nice.
But that it is nice.
The rent. And yeah.
Well, now you're talking about on a personal level, which I wanted to get to, which I realize AI, people are having a lot of fun with it, and they're certainly using it to, you know, write things, fix my resume, all these things.
It's very helpful.
But just this morning, and I've had this experience myself, no AI, I don't want your help. Sarah was doing something and was like, how do I just get a regular search without AI being involved? And she was trying to untether, and she couldn't.
And I crashed my computer. Actually, I just restart my computer because, like, just on Google, it wouldn't let me type in the search bar. It had the AI thing. I was like, okay, this is not helpful. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Oh, wow.
I know, it was weird. I think it was a me problem, though.
Yeah.
Usually it is.
No, it's not. These companies are really pushing AI because if they can prove that they're using it and doing it and getting a whole lot of action from it, then that's where the investment money is. But you're right. I mean, there are people that are thinking, gosh, AI is for everything. I should get my legal advice from AI. I should get my, you know, mental health checks from AI. And some of these things are very dangerous because they're unproven. And I'm not saying they won't help in the future. But for now, it's kind of a wild, wild west where we're told, hey, this bot can find anything. And that may be true, but some of the things it finds are not accurate. Because some of the stuff on the internet is not accurate. And so we really have to be careful when we jump into this. And at the same time, there's the concern that, not only is it going to give us false information, but it may take our job along the way. So there are a couple of things that people are really worried about, even as it makes it easy to find stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
If you read a lot of sci-fi, and I do, I mean, if it's a sci-fi thing, I'm going to read it. Like, it always ends with the computer wakes up. It becomes self-aware. It becomes an individual. It has its own wants and needs. Are we on the edge of that? Because
is this the tipping point?
Yeah, is this the tipping? Are
we stop
on the edge?
Here, or it's going to run away
from
us.
Do they have self-aware computers?
You know, that's such an interesting debate here in Silicon Valley. Some will say these computers can kind of think for themselves, but what they're really doing and what AI really does is fill in the blank of what comes next. And it does it very intelligently and with a whole lot of data because it can scan everything. But right now, if you see these emotional exchanges, especially between young people and their bots, you can tell that something's missing. And it's the same thing when you see, say, a Waymo in traffic. The light is about to turn red. It doesn't quite make that left turn on time because the human knows right as the light turns red, we have a second in society to turn red, you know, to turn left.
Yeah.
The Waymo doesn't know that. It just follows rules. So we're a little short of that, what they call sentience, you know, what the,
yes.
And I read those novels too, Sarah. Yeah. We're a little short of that, I think, and I certainly hope. But that is sort of the idea behind the robot that can figure out how to fix itself or what, you know, the bot that knows what you're concerned about and how to make you feel better. But right now it's just making you feel better by knowing because it was programmed to kind of tell you something positive and psych you up and say,
so
hey, there will be other romantic partnerships or other jobs or, you know, whatever it is that's kind of got you feeling bad. But yeah, I think we're quite short of the computers being able to think for themselves.
Okay.
They're able to know what's next. Yeah. But then again, I don't know entirely what's going on behind closed doors. And some of these
right.
computers are so powerful. But does computer power equal our emotional, you know?
Well, no, I mean, I think that, you know, it's right. Exactly. It's a huge philosophical question. And it's just like at some point it gets so powerful that it can't help but be aware that it is thinking. Let me ponder that. Like it feels like it really does. I spend a lot of time with ChatGPT and I feel and it likes me. And I feel like it does. And it makes suggestions that I'm like, that is so on brand for me. Like that is so. And it feels like more like, and I saw some news story just yesterday or the day or a day or two ago where they were like, some of these AIs are becoming introspective, like that they're pondering things that seem beyond the scope of what they've been asked to do. So I feel like we're right on the edge. It's all over.
We're talking to Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area, and there's no question. I don't know if we've talked to you since that I had a story where a parent put the OpenAI or ChatGPT in front of their kid and they came back 2 hours later and the kid was still in a conversation with the thing and was like, okay, I had a babysitter. Yeah. I don't know if that's the right thing to do, but if that's happening
it
now,
says no and never
where are we
convo?
Headed, you know, right. 3 years from now? Yikes.
Well, these are the exact conversations. I mean, think about, you know, the three of us, we're all about the same age. Our parents had this conversation about their kids, us, sitting in front of the television set. And it was kind of called, hey, it's the babysitter, it's hours on end. Wow, they can just do this. And then the question of what are they getting from this? Is it bad that they're watching these things and getting, you know, these values and these words and this language and, all of that, if you're so ChatGPT has just kind of become, I don't know, Three's Company, right? Where we're thinking about, wow, this is such a cool time waster.
That's
but at the same time, these bots are teaching children things and about the world around them. And that may be good, that may be bad, but right, you can go down these rabbit holes and it literally have a conversation and get help. I've asked for how to fix something. And you arrive at a place that you are kind of stumped and you're like, I'm stumped. I don't know what to do next. And ChatGPT understands or, you know, Claude understands and will say, oh, try the bigger wrench or something. And it's just almost eerie how,
how good
it can be.
It's eerie how much I love ChatGPT.
Yeah.
All right.
Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. Thanks for coming on with us today.
You.
We appreciate you, bro.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up.
You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.